Lesson 9. Long versus short vowel sounds. It is helpful to think of vowel sounds in English as long or short. When the front part of the tongue is raised towards the front top part of the mouth, we can make two sounds. One is the long E sound, as in beat or sheep. And the other is the short I sound, as in bit or ship. Notice how you stretch your lips and make them tense to say E, beat, and relax them to say I, bit. You must also open your mouth a little bit more to say bit. Let's listen to some of the problems speakers have with these sounds. What kind of natural products?
Well, it does, you know, the material from the living things, such as animal and plant, flower, mm-hmm. or, you know, the tree, yeah. And these things, yeah.
Mm. Here the speaker says leaving things instead of living things, and this instead of these. Repeat. The material from living things, such as animals and plants, flowers or trees, these things. When the back of the tongue is raised towards the top part of the back of the mouth, we can make two sounds. One is the long oo sound, as in pool or fool. And the other is the short oo sound, as in pull or full. Notice how you push your lips out and make them tense to say ooh, pool, and relax them to say ooh, pull. Let's see what happens to our lips when we say e as in feel and ooh as in fool alternately. Feel, fool, feel, fool. To make these sounds, our lips move backwards and forwards. Our lips are stretched to make the E sound, and then we push them out and round them to make the OO sound. You can feel the same lip movement if you say I as in fill and OO as in full alternately. Fill, full, fill, full. But the movement isn't so strong. We will look at one more short sound, which you may find difficult because it isn't found in some Asian languages. This is the A sound, as in man. To say this sound, you must relax your lips and open your mouth much wider than for the sounds we've just practiced. Your tongue is almost flat in your mouth. Now listen to the following dialogue as many times as you like and try and pick out all of these sounds. 1. E as in sheep. 2. I as in ship. 3. Oo as in fool. 4. O as in full. 5. A as in man. Remember, English spelling is misleading, so you must listen carefully.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Not bad, Philip. How's yourself?
Oh, fine. Look, I've been meaning to ask you. What are you doing on Saturday week?
Nothing, I don't think. Why?
Well, we're having a get-together at our place in the evening. A barbie. Would you like to come?
Sure, love to come. Who else are you inviting?
Oh, just a few friends from the office and some old friends. Actually, I wanted to ask the new boss. Oh, here she is now. Excuse me a second. Excuse me, Mrs. Wilson, have you got a moment?
Sure, what is it?
Well, I was wondering if you and your husband would like to come to a barbecue at my place on the 5th of December. Just a few friends and a few people from the office.
Well, I'd love to, Philip, but we've arranged to go away that weekend, I'm afraid. Perhaps another time.
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry you can't make it. Maybe next time.
Repeat after me. You. How are you today? Bad. Philip. Not bad, Philip. Look. Been meaning to ask you. Look, I've been meaning to ask you. Doing? What are you doing on Saturday? Saturday. On Saturday week. What are you doing on Saturday week? Nothing. Think. Nothing, I don't think. In the evening. Well, we're having a get-together at our place in the evening. Barbie. A barbie. Would you like to come? Who else? Who else are you inviting? Who else are you inviting? Few. A few friends. Office. From the office. A few friends from the office. Actually, I wanted. New. The new boss. Actually, I wanted to ask the new boss. She is. Here she is. Excuse me. Mrs. Wilson. Excuse me a second. Excuse me, Mrs. Wilson. Have you got a moment? It. What is it? Wondering if you and your husband. I was wondering if you and your husband. Barbecue. I was wondering if you and your husband would like to come to a barbecue. Fifth of December. At my place on the 5th of December. People. A few friends and a few people from the office. Weekend. We've arranged to go away that weekend. We've arranged to go away that weekend, I'm afraid. Perhaps. Perhaps some other time. Sorry. Well, sorry you can't make it. Now let's go on to the next lesson.